Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, on this crashing Monday, January, oh my God, 22nd, almost lost without. January 22nd, the second to last Monday of January. I hope you're having a fired up day. My site's down. As of right now, I'm recording this, my site crashed, which, you know, it sucks. Here's it. I'm not even lying. God is my witness. I'm on the line. I got to get back on with Liquid Web is who I use for hosting. The reason for the crash is too much traffic from the podcast page of all pages. Now, I'm confused, and this will give you a little bit about how you don't need to know everything. You don't got to get it right. You just got to get it going. My podcast is hosted on Blueberry, which hosts all my audio files, but my feed, and this isn't a technical show. Hey, hold on a second. I thought I ended up on a business, entrepreneurial, motivational podcast. You did. We're talking about adversity. It's a Monday. Traditionally here in the U.S., Mondays suck for most Americans because they got to go to the J-O-B, jump out of bed, the journey of the broke, the just over broke. 80% of the people go to a job they don't like and sit around worrying that they're going to lose that same job that they absolutely hate. But God forbid, I can't go for my dream because that's too, wait for a class, risky. But they say the reason why my site crashed, too much traffic to the podcast page. I got to get on again after this show because the show must go on. I need to get back on with Liquid Web and find out how this is all happening because I thought that the site didn't have a lot to do with it. Anyway, let's talk about that. Do you have a website? Does it ever crash? Because if it hasn't, it's going to. And what are you going to do? See, this is about the, 800th time that my site's been down for one reason or another. And, you know, the first 100 times I freaked out. I was like, oh, my God, my site's down. Stop. Everybody stop, honey. Keep the kids out of school. Lock the door. Shut the windows. My website is down. Do you know what that means? Yeah, that you're like a millionth ranked website on the internet and there's no traffic right now going, no. I'm really important. I'm Sam Crowley, everydaysaturday.com. You know, so I'm hoping you can actually get this podcast and listen to it today. I'd be curious. I don't know how to do this. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, I'm going to release this show around 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. I'm curious how quickly you're going to get this show. Is it going to even be today or is it going to be tomorrow? Who knows? Great test. Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know when you listen to this show, this particular The Site is Crashing show. But if you want to be an entrepreneur, you got to have the rhino skin. I mean, you must be able to absorb times like this when things just, they are not going to go well. Not only are they not going to go well, everything. And I mean, it's going to feel like everything has conspired against your success. That's the way it's going to feel. Of course, that isn't reality because you're not looking at the other side of the coin where everything is going right. Like right now, today, it is 60 degrees, which is amazing. It's 59 degrees more than it was last week at this time. I went for a 90-minute walk. It's just incredible. I enjoy walking now more than running. I'm sure I'll get back into running when the summertime comes. I like to run, but I like walking because I see so many things in my neighborhood, in the parks. Just, I think that is a great lesson, a great life lesson, that when you slow down, we're not running, we're walking, you see so many different things. Now, I started out my walk. I took my first 50 steps, I stepped right in a mud puddle, and I mean a swamp type thing. My right foot, my sneaker was covered in mud and my foot was soaked. Do I cry, stop, go home? No, got some leaves, wiped as much mud off my shoe, and I just kept walking, baby. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see a couple of videos I loaded while I was on the walk. Yeah. And so I've made that situation just in a good situation. My site has crashed. My foot's soaking wet. I got mud all over my shoe. But look at everything I do got. The ability to actually go for a walk, the financial acumen right now, and the ability to say, I don't need to go to a job. I can do this entrepreneurial gig at least for another day, and I'm free to do what I want to do. And I get an opportunity to invest my time where I want to do it. Take a look at your day, investing your time. Look, your site's going to crash. Things are going to come crashing down around you. Take a look at your bank account. That'll tell you what you really think about your life, where you're spending your money. Where are you spending? You're spending it on your family, your kids, your spouse. You going away with your family? Are you giving to different charities and organizations that you're really passionate about? Or does it look like that of a 21-year-old college kid out on a bender? Or it's just somebody selfish. Maybe you're just an incredibly selfish person like I used to be, and your bank account reflects that. Take a look at your bank account. It'll tell you a lot about what you find a priority right now. And getting back to what's going on today in your life, the challenges that you have, man, they are so temporary. Tomorrow, you're going to wake up, and today's challenges are going to seem like they happened 6 months ago, unless they got a little drama in there. You got a little political or religious drama that you're stirring up on the internet. Well, that's going to stick around for a couple days because that stuff doesn't go away as fast. You know, that's like that mosquito bite. You know, it's there, and then you scratch it and scratch it, and then it's there for another week, man. Those are the types of things. It's funny. The stuff that matters the least, it really doesn't seem to go away as quickly as the stuff that matters more, but you're able to deal with that because it's something that you can actually say, oh, all right, well, I've been through this before. You know, I got it. What? Susie said this about me? Where? Uh-huh. Yeah. Here's the deal, all right? Sites are going to be crashing everywhere today. Yours, mine. It's a metaphor. What's crashing all around you tomorrow to be gone, man? It'll just be a freaking memory. The sun might be shining tomorrow instead of it being cloudy and rainy. You might get that bonus tomorrow. You might get that sale, the prospect, the opt-in, the customer. Everything can change tomorrow. But in order to get to tomorrow, you got to go through today. And in order to get through today, you got to have the rhino skin. And in order to have the rhino skin, you have to have the experience that comes with it, not saying this is the first time my site has crashed. No. Am I excited? No. I would love nothing. I'd love more right now than to have my website functioning and open for business. But that's not reality. I got to go dive into some geek speak with some guy on a live chat that's going to be throwing terms at me way over my head that I don't even want to deal with. But I got to deal with it if I want to go through the valley and get my way up to the mountaintop, so where I know that if I got to get to Saturday, there's going to be Mondays involved in the journey. It has to work that way. If it doesn't work that way, you are flatlining your way through life, avoiding all the obstacles, tiptoeing to your grave so you can arrive safely at death's door. You don't want that life. You don't want it. That sucks. Excuse me. I just lost my voice when I tried to say that sucks. That sucks! Are you kidding me? You don't want that life. You want the ebbs and flows, the peaks and the valleys. You don't want to go with the flow. And if you listen to this show for any length of time, you know who goes with the flow, right? Repeat after me, class. Dead fish go with the flow. You don't want to be a dead fish. You want to be the salmon who swims upstream because people come from all around the world to Idaho and Alaska to watch the salmon, not because they go with the flow, because they swim upstream. So today's a little bit of an upstream swim for your boy Sammy, but we're going to get over this, and so will you, and it's going to be an amazing rest of the week. So keep that in your hip pocket as you go through just a little bit of adversity. And remember the golden rule of adversity. The golden rule of adversity. There's people right now praying for your problems. Praying for your problems. Get out. Get after it. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.